Welcome back to the Weekend Show. I'm Patty Martin, continuing our conversation with Lynchburg College Communications Professor Mike Robinson. We talked a little bit about some of the big movies in theaters right now, or at least coming to theaters, you know, Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, Pirates of the Caribbean. But let's talk a little bit about a movie maker who is celebrated a big birthday on Wednesday. Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
I mean, talk. And now we're going to turn the clock back on movies because that goes way back to when he started making movies. But first of all, Mel Brooks, he really did make an impact with his films.
Oh, he's huge. He's hilarious. He was always fun. We were actually, we mentioned before the break, retro channels. We were watching Get Smart the other day, I think, mm-hmm. on Decades. That was Mel Brooks. That was Mel Brooks and Buck Henry. That was Mel Brooks.
Wait, the series?
Get Smart series was Mel Brooks and Buck Henry.
Was he a producer of it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
Then wrote some of the episodes, I believe. So, he was, he was around even before that. But, mm-hmm. yeah, he is crazy funny. We are big fans in my family of Young Frankenstein. My wife's crazy about Young Frankenstein.
That is a hilarious movie.
Yeah, and
everybody,
mom's family's
kind of
crazy about it, too.
Abby Normal.
Oh, it's fantastic. I was showing it in the film class this summer, just a couple students in the film class. Still having fun with that.
Yeah.
That movie still rocks. That still works. That was 1973, I think.
Well, 73. And I think it's so interesting, the choice they made to do that in black and white.
Yeah. Well, it's fantastic. It's the tribute to the old German expressionism in these old mm-hmm. horror movies. I believe, if I was paying careful enough attention in the credits, that the electronic doodads, the devices, the apparatus that are in there are actually the ones that were from the original film. I think they dragged some of the, not all of them, but some of the, the big buzzing things, the galvanic response.
You gotta have a class
where
you have them side by side.
Yeah, right, there you go. Yeah, put them up next to each other.
See if anybody can find them. So Mel Brooks in that movie, Young Frankenstein, was he in the movie? Did he have a role in that anywhere?
I don't remember him showing up in Young Frankenstein. I don't remember he shows up in Young Frankenstein.
But he did in a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah, most of the other movies he's there, yeah.
Was he the producer of Young Frankenstein, or did he direct it?
He is the producer, the director, Frankenstein, and then later Frankenstein.
Yeah.
I believe he's writer and director on that. I'd have to double check it. Probably producer as well.
Well, and the interesting thing about him is his movies are funny, but you and I were talking about, and I know Mary and Brian discussed this a little bit earlier this week, probably wouldn't make it these days, those movies. So he would take those to the table and the movie studios would say, get out of here.
Yeah, maybe.
You'll break us.
Young Frankenstein still works, it's not controversial. The one for me, Blazing Saddles, which, mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I saw Blazing Saddles. I couldn't believe my parents let me see Blazing Saddles. Mm-hmm. I felt so adult.
Yeah.
And the humor in it is so hilarious, and it's designed. I mean, the whole movie is designed to break down stereotypes. The whole mm-hmm. movie is designed to sort of shatter these really old racist notions that were just around, but also inherent in the Western genre itself.
And make fun of them.
Right, exactly. Right? Yeah, and to just absolutely ridicule it. That's mm-hmm. always been Mel Brooks' approach to anything. It's funny because I tried to show that years ago, just showed a clip of it. People were a little floored by the use of the N-word and some other things. And mm-hmm. it was interesting because students told me, well, Dr. Mike, I get what is supposed to be happening in this movie mm-hmm. and I get the point, but I'm just not used to hearing that word. Like, I don't want to make it sound like students are, everybody tries to paint this picture of students can't handle anything. That's not what it is. Mm-hmm. These are great kids and they know what they're talking about and they're very interested in challenging ideas. But the world that we live in now, mm-hmm. you can't do that for some reason. Or you can only do it in very sort of special places, like out in, certain cable outlets and things like that. They're not quite prepared to hear that thing. So it was surprising to me. It was surprising to me that there was that reaction
that
to
got.
It. It's still funny stuff. It's not that the students weren't saying, this stuff isn't funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it was different for them. We came from a world where maybe just dealing with that word was kind of shocking. I can remember there's a famous Richard Pryor skit on Saturday Night Live mm-hmm. With Chevy Chase where that word pops up. And I can remember the whole audience kind of just, woo,
Right.
It's a great skit. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, I don't know. Things were
Chevy
a little different.
Chase might not have had much more of a career if that happened now.
Chevy's career now isn't much of a career,
but,
I guess.
But immediately following that.
Oh, yeah, he had a huge career.
Immediately following that, he had that. And these days, that might be come into question that he chose to do that.
Well, with Richard Pryor, right? When you're doing it with Richard Pryor, you're okay. And it works out. It's a really great skit. But, Mel Brooks has that edgy way of going after things. History of the World Part 1, towards the end, see Hitler on ice. Well, there's nothing funny about Hitler ice skating, and yet somehow it is funny. And that was always his attitude about Hitler, take this horrible thing and make fun of it to the point where it just really is small and inconsequential and you can handle it and deal with it. But an insanely, insanely funny guy.
Yeah. I think also about the TV show like All in the Family. These days, never would have made it.
Actually, I've heard talk that there is an attempt to revive All in the Family.
I bet it's very different.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see if it gets on the air first. Yeah.
All right, Mike. Always so much fun to have you in. We're going to be calling on you again.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Lynchburg College Communications Professor Mike Robinson. We'll be right back with more of the Weekend Show.